ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तुति।
बिफोर रिसाइटिंग दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम, वन शुड ऑफर रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेशंसेस अनटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड नारायण, अनटू नर नारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By regular attendance in the classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And the loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with the transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Hare Krishna.
फेंक देना बेटा।
सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 7, चैप्टर नंबर 14, आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ, एंड वी आर गोइंग टू डू टुडे टेक्स्ट नंबर 26। Since there is no purport on text 25, we will do text 26. But I am just going to read the sloka, and then we'll recite all together text number 26.
Eshu gnanam japo homo vratam deva didachanam pitru deva nubrutye bhyo yada dattam tadan यदत्तम तदी अनवसम।
ट्रांसलेशन, ड्यूरिंग दिस पीरियड्स ऑफ सीजनल चेंजेस, इफ वन बैथ्स इन द गैंजिस, इन द यमुना और इन एनी अदर सेक्रेट प्लेस, इफ वन चैंट्स ऑफर फायर सेक्रीफाइसेस और एग्जीक्यूट वाउस, और इफ वन वर्शिप्स द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, द ब्राह्मणस, द फोर फादर्स, द डेमी गॉड्स and the living entities in general, whatever he gives in charity yields a permanently beneficial result. Text number 26.
Samskara kalaha jayaha apatashyasya atmanaha तथा प्रेता संस्था मृत आह च कर्माणि अभ्युयद्ये नृप। संस्कार कालो जायाय आप्तस्यात्मनास्तथा अपत्यस्यात्मनात्तथा प्रेतसंस्थामृतश्च प्रेतसंस्थामृतश्च Karmanyabhyudaye Nrupa.
So 7:14. Everybody chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sanskara kalo jayaya apatyasyat manastatha presta samstamruta hascha karmani abhyudaya nripa. Sanskara kalo jayaya apatya syatamanah tatha preta samsthamarthascha mrutascha karmani abhyudaye nripa. Sanskara kalo jayaya apatya syatmanah tatha preta samsthamruta hascha karmanye byudaye nrupa.
In the same melody. Don't change your melody, huh?
Samskara kalo jayaya.
Then?
Samskara kalo jayaya. Apatya syatmanastatha. Apatya syatmanastatha. Preta samsthamruta hascha karmani nripa.
Mataji.
Samskar Kalaha, at the proper time indicated for Vedic reformatory performances. Jayayaha, for the wife. Apatasya, for the children. Atmanaha, and one's own self. Tatha, as well as. preta samstha. Preta samstha. Funeral ceremonies. Mrita aha. Annual death ceremonies. Cha. And. Karmani. Of fruitive activity. Abhyudaye. For furtherance. Nipa. O King. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Shri Prabhupada ki jaya. O King Yudhishthir, at the time prescribed for reformatory ritualistic ceremonies for one's self, one's wife or one's children, or during funeral ceremonies and annual death ceremonies, one must perform the auspicious ceremonies mentioned above in order to flourish in fruitive activities. Purport. The Vedas recommend many ritualistic ceremonies to be performed with one's wife, on the birthdays of one's children, or during funeral ceremonies. And there are also personal reformatory methods like initiation. This must be observed according to time and circumstances and the directions of the Shastra. Bhagavad Gita strongly recommends Gnatva Shastra Vidonoktam. Everything must be performed as indicated in the Shastras. For Kali Yuga, the Shastras enjoins the Sankirtan Yajna be performed always. Kirtaniya Sadahari. All the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Shastras must be preceded and followed by Sankirtan. This is the recommendation of Srila Jiva Goswami. Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Scha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंश कल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे O King Yudhishthir, at the time prescribed for reformatory ritualistic ceremonies for oneself, one's wife or one's children, or during funeral ceremonies and annual death ceremonies, one must perform the auspicious ceremonies mentioned about in order to flourish in fruitive activities. So, Narad Muni is addressing and giving an information to King Yudhishthir about the ideal family life. So, that is all this information which we have is basically for the fruitive activities. Now, fruitive activities in those days, in that age when Narad Muni gave this to King Yudhishthira, this knowledge or understanding about the ideal family life. It was meant to flourish in fruitive activities as is mentioned in the translation. karmani abhyudaye, for furtherance of furtive activities. So all these ceremonies has to be performed. Like he mentioned in the previous verses, informed Maharaj Yudhishthir accordingly, that if you perform certain ceremonies, for example, Shraddha ceremony, it should not be performed during Ekadashi. When there is Ekadashi, it should not be performed. It should be performed the next day, Dvadashi. And he's also mentioned about Uttarayan and when the sun moves to the northern pole, you know, Uttarayan and Dakshinayan. And he says in during Makar Sankrati you can perform. And during Karka Sankrati, which is a Cancer, the Capricorn. Capricorn is Makar and Cancer is Karka. That's correct in Hindi? Karka? So this is all has been very explicitly given in the Shastras for the ideal family. But here there is a difference between Grihastha and Grihamedhi. So this ideal family life is for the Grihastha. So the Grihastha and the Grihamedhi, the Grihastha one who engage all his senses for the master of senses, Rishikesh. But while the Grihamedhi, he mourns the fruit result of his fruitive activity. Unko apna karma karke apni indriyo ki trupti chahiye, Grihamedhi. Well, Grihastha, which in this case King Yudhishthir, where Narad Muni is addressing that you are a Grihastha, you need to do following certain things. For all the Grihastha, it has to be followed for all of us. But at the same time, so he mentioned here, he says ritualization for oneself, for which once with one's wife, performed with one's wife. So certain ceremony we have to perform with our wife. With our wife. You cannot be just by yourself performing certain ceremonies. If you are married, of course. So if you are married, Grihastha life means married life. So if you are married, you need to perform with your wife. Like say for example, in Ramayana it says very nicely that Vasishtha Muni, Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra wanted to do a Ashwamedha Yajna. And at that time Sita Ji was not in that palace because Ramchandra has exiled her to go to the forest in that ashram, Rishi's ashram. So when he was trying to perform, when Lord Ramchandra trying to perform this Ashwamedha Yajna, he said that, you know, without your wife, you cannot perform this Yajna, it's not going to benefit you. So that's why he said that you have to make a golden statue of Sitaji and then you can perform the ceremony. The point is, you need to perform. Like, you know, when we do some Yajna, if it is you for the Grihastha life, it has to be performed with your spouse, with your better half. Cannot be by yourself, right? So, that is very important. Of course, for Brahmachari, you don't have to worry about that. You know, you're okay. This is for the Grihastha life. But the point, you know, is also applicable to all of us, where Prabhupada mentions very nicely here. So, in birthday, he says also in the birthdays, one's children, we need to do certain ceremony, certain ritualistic ceremony, like Garbhadana Sanskar. We perform that Garbhadana Sanskar. Then we have this Annaprasanna Sanskar, where the child, after 6 months, generally after the 6 months, because first 6 months, the child is drinking mother's milk. After the 6 months, we perform that ceremony called Annaprasanna. So we give that some kind of anna, some grain to the child. So, we have to be very careful for the Grihastha to have this very ideal family life, that we offer that prasadam to that little boy, little child. Not any other, because jaise Hindi mein kehte hain hum log, jaisa anna, vaisa man. Bad. Without offering Krishna, we are only eating sins. Right? In Bhagavad Gita says, you are verily eating sins.
without offering. We don't want to be vegetarian, we want to be Krishnatarian. Krishnatarian means offer to Krishna first with offering tulsi leaves and then we honor the prasad. So that is the same thing we need to do, that samskar for our children. And then we have mundan ceremony. That is also one of the samskar. After a certain age, I think so it's an odd number, odd years, either 3 years or 5 years or something. So that sanskar has to be followed. Garbhadana sanskar. And Annaprasan sanskar and Mundan sanskar. So for samskaras, Prabhus and Matajis, we generally follow, under Gaudiyas, we follow two books basically. One is Narada Pancharatra and another by Gopala Bhatta Goswami, Satakriya Sara Deepika. Satakriya Sara Deepika. Those are the two basic understanding about following certain ceremonies and some samskars. And one Narada Pancharatra is of course written by Narada Muni. So this Shraddha ceremony is mentioned here also in the translation and in the purport also. Purport by Sri Prabhupada. This Shraddha funeral ceremony, it's been Shraddha ceremony, funeral ceremony. And I'm going to read a very nice verse from 8th canto, a translation and purport by Sri Prabhupada. Very nice. So please allow me to retrieve that canto. Meanwhile, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Continue, please continue. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. And this particular canto number 8 is withdrawal of the cosmic creations, and the text adhyaya is 23rd. The demigods regain the heavenly planet. So this is describing the Vamanadev, Sukracharya, Vamanadev and Bali Maharaj. So it says here in the translation, this is text number 31, chapter number 8, text number 31. It says translation, whenever the activities of Vamandev are described in the course of ritualistic ceremony, whether the ceremony to be performed to please the demigods, to please one's forefather in Pitrulok, or to celebrate a social event like a marriage and other ceremonies, that ceremony should be understood to be extremely auspicious when we recite the activities of Vamandev. So it's a very significance for all of us, for the Grihamedi, for Grihastha, that when we have a children, when we are going to have a marriage ceremony for our children, then when we glorify the activities of Vamandev, that marriage is supposed to be understood to be extremely auspicious. So there is a lesson for all of us, Grihasthas, to learn that during our marriage children ceremony, if we recite this Vamandev's glorification of Vamandev, which is very recommended, and that becomes very auspicious. So, Prabhupada's purport. There are three kinds of ceremonies, specifically ceremonies to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the demigods, those performed for social celebration like marriages and birthdays. So we are talking about this, all these ritualistic ceremonies. And those meant to please the forefathers, like the Shraddha ceremony. In all these ceremonies, large amount of money are spent for various activities. Isn't it true? We spend a lot of money. But here it is suggested that if along with this, there is a recitation of the wonderful activities of Vamandev. Below Lord Vamandev ki jaya. Certainly the ceremony will be carried out successfully and will be free of all discrepancies, all the inauspicious. So amangal will be mangal, asubh will be shubh, apurna will be purna.
when we perform, when we recite the glorious, wonderful activities of Lord Vamandev. Even the big yogis, they also meditate. You know, this is, what is that verse? That Ittham Bhuta Gunohari. Who remembers that verse? Anyway, so that verse says that by this wonderful activities of Vamandev, even the yogis try to meditate that activities. So that is very significant in this particular text, you know, which we are reading. Another thing is Sukracharya. So Lord Vishnu is asking Sukracharya, why did you curse Bali Maharaj when he was performing the ceremony? So, and Sukracharya is answering that question. So we will recite again one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the scene is like this. Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj already went to the Sutal, into the lower planetary system. So when they went, that at that time all the sages were gathered together and brahmanas together, and then he's asking, Bhagwan is asking, O best of the brahmanas, Sukracharya, please describe the fault or discrepancy in your disciple Bali Maharaj, who engage in performing sacrifices. This fault will be nullified when judged in the presence of a qualified brahmanas. So Bhagwan is asking, and the Sukracharya is answering, My Lord, you are the enjoyer and law giver in all performances of sacrifice, and you are the Yajna Purusha, the person to whom all sacrifices are offered. If one has fully satisfied you, where is the chance of discrepancy or faults in his performance of sacrifice? Then Sukracharya further continues, and this is very important verse for all of us, and this is for the age of Kali, like Prabhupada mentioned in the previous verse, the verse which we are reading, this present verse. Mantras-tatras-chidda-chidram desha-kalarha-vastutah sarvam karoti nischidram anusankirtanam tava. Translation. There may be discrepancies in performing the mantras and observing the regulative principles, and moreover, there may be discrepancies in regards to time, place, person and paraphernalia, but when your Lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. So when the Lordship, when your name is chanted, what do we chant in the age of Kali? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Purport, very nice purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, that is the age of Kali, the only means to deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. In this age of Kali, it is extremely difficult to perform Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or sacrifices perfectly. Hardly anyone can chant the Vedic mantras with perfect pronunciation and or accumulate the paraphernalia for Vedic performances. Ghee aaj pure milta hai. In order to do this Vedic performances, you need a pure ghee and pure brahmana with pure pronunciation of the mantra. Is it possible in this age of Kali? Yes or no? Everybody says no together. Yes, so that is not possible.
So what is the, hardly anyone can chant the Vedic mantra with perfect pronunciation or accumulate or paraphernalia for Vedic performances. Therefore, the sacrifice recommended in this age of Kali is Sankirtan. Constant chanting the holy name of the Lord. Yajna hi Sankirtana prayer, yajanti hi sumedasa. Instead of wasting time performing Vedic sacrifices, Prabhupada continues in his purport. Those who are intelligent, those who possess good brain substance, should take to the chanting of the Lord's holy name and thus perform sacrifice perfectly. If I have seen that many religious leaders are addicted to perform yajnas and spending hundreds and thousands of rupees for imperfect sacrificial performances, this is a lesson for those who unnecessarily execute such imperfect sacrifices. We should take the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yajna hi Sankirtana prayer, yajanti hi sumedasa. Although Sukracharya was a strict Brahmana addicted to ritualistic activity, he also admitted, Nishidram anu Sankirtanam tava. My Lord, constant chanting of your holy name, of your Lordship, makes everything perfect. In this Kali Yuga, the Vedic ritualistic ceremony cannot be performed as perfectly as before. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has recommended that although one should take care to follow all the principles in every kind of spiritual activity, especially in worship of the deity, there is still a chance of discrepancies. Discrepancy means apradh. Nama apradh, dhamma apradh, seva apradh, Vaishnava apradh, guru apradh, so many apradh. But when we chant this holy name, before we chant this holy name, we always take a shelter of whom? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. In our Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada further continues, we therefore give special stress to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra in all activities. Either it is to be Shraddha activity, Garbhadhana, Annaprasan or Mundan ceremony or any ritualistic activities, we always chant the holy name because that makes that activity in unauspiciousness. You know, so all this amangal will be come out. So that's very important. By the way, when we do all the karmakands, like all these ritualistic ceremonies, what they teach you, so it's just only four things. Four goal of life, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. But as we know, due to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's kripa, we know that there is a fifth pancham purushartha, which is what? Preme pumartho mahan aradhyo bhagavan. This is in Chaitanya Manjusa commentary by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says very nicely, aradhyo bhagavan brajasatanayas Taddhamam Vrindavanam Ramya Kajid Upasana Varavadu Vargena Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Amal Puranam Preme Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matam Idam Natatra Adarana Paraha. So as per the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, that is the highest goal of life, the ultimate goal of life is developing the love of Godhead. Love for Krishna. And how you can achieve that? Were so simple. But just by chanting these 16 holy names. Narad Muni asking Brahma, my dear father, how people in this age of Kali will be delivered? It's very difficult. We will not get all this paraphernalia. No good mantra, no chanting properly. No good Brahman, no pure Brahman. How? Then he says, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iti Soda Ashtakam Namnam. Very famous verse. Everybody knows that verse, correct? Iti Soda Ashtakam Namnam, Kali Kalmasha Nasanam, Na Atah Paratara Upaya, Sarve Vedeshu Drishyate. Iti Soda, Sol Aksaro Ka Jo Ye Naam Hai, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kali Kalmashanasanam, Kali ki sab discrepancies, all this ill effect, bad effect, pernicious effect, will be eradicated, removed, destroyed just by chanting this holy name. Kali Kalmasha na ataha paratar upaya. In the age of Kali, this is the only method, the best solution, best thing to do. Sarva Vedeshu Dishyate. All the Vedas shows the same thing. All the Vedas tells the same thing. And there are too many wonderful, powerful verses also in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam also concurs the same thing in the age of Kali. And Prabhupada also mentioned in the present verse, in the purport, that Yajna hi Sankirtana Prayar. Kaler Dosha Nidhi Rajam, sorry, uske pehle, Krideya Dhyato Vishnu, Tretayam Yajato Makhi, Dvapare Paricharyam, Kalau Tad Dari Kirtanat. Different ages, different yugas, as a different way of perfecting, to get the perfection. But in the age of Kali, the same benefit. So, Krideya Dhyato Vishnu, in the age of Satya Yuga, it was meditation. Thousands and thousands and thousands of years of meditation. Tulsiji performed the meditation to have Krishna as her husband 60,000 years. How many years? 60,000 years. And finally she attained perfection. Krideya Dhyato Vishnu Tretayam Yajato Maki. Tretayam, in the age of Treta, what is the best way of Aswamega Yajna? Like I mentioned, Lord Ramchandra wanted to perform the Aswamega Yajna. So all these yajnas which require the pure paraphernalia, pure mantra, pure Brahmin. Dvapare Paricharyaram. Dvapar, when Dvapar came, then 18 paraphernalia deity worship. Very elaborate deity worship. Bolo Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Devi Vishakha Devi Ki Jai. Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ki Jai. Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande. So that is very important. What is that important? That in the age of Kali, Krideda Dhyato Vishnu Tretayam Yajavi Dvapare Parichana Kalotadhari Kirtanad. In the age of Kali, all the benefits you derive from those previous yugas, the same benefit you get, very simple, sublime, superb, splendid method by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kaler Dosa Nidhi Rajan, Astihi Mahan Guna. There are so many faults, so many discrepancies as we just mentioned, we are discussing. Kaler Dosha, lot of dosh. Nidhi Rajan, Astihi Ek Mahan Guna. Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. But there is one Mahan Guna. In the age of Kali, there is very Mahan Guna. Very simple. That just by performing Sankirtan. In Bhagavatam also says very nicely, and which I would like to share with you, that Om Namo Bhagavata, first verse, Janmadiyasyo Yatod Nvayad Itaratas Charteshva Abhigna Sarat Tene Brahmaradaya Adikavaya Muyanti Yat Suraya Tejo Varim Mridam Yatha Vinimayo Yatra Sri Sargo Musha Dhamna Svena Sada Nirastakuhakam Satyam Param Dhimahi. So first word is Janmadiyasya. Janma Adi. Janma. So what is, when we take the birth, what is the bottom line? You know, they say we take the birth. What we need to do after we take the birth? We need to go to that Param Dhamma. The last verse of 18,000 slokas of Bhagavatam. Who remembers that verse? Who remembers the verse? Boliye, Prabhuji. Nama Sankirtanam, very good. Nama Sankirtanam Yashya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Samanat. Nama Sankirtan. Kya recommend kiya hai? Last verse. In United States, Sudhi Prabhu, we say bottom line. What is the bottom line? Right? So this is the bottom line. Nama Sankirtanam Yashya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Samanat Tam Namami Harim Param. Param means that Param Dham. When we take the birth, our goal should be to reach to that Param Dham. Tad Bhasayate Suryo Na Shashanko Na Pavaka Yad Gatvana Nivartante Tad Dhamam Paramam Mama. Bhagwan kehte Arjun, you need to come to my abode, that Param Dham, which is what? Eternal. है कि नहीं. सो दिस इज दैट तम नमामि हरिम परम. जन्म लेने के बाद में हमारा गोल क्यों होना चाहिए कि वी कैन रीच टू दैट परम धाम विच इज द लास्ट वर्ड ऑफ 18,000 श्लोक्स ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम. सो वी नीड टू परफॉर्म दिस संकीर्तन यज्ञ एंड दिस इज वॉट श्रील प्रभुपाद मेंशन इन दिस वर्स. लेट्स सी हियर इफ आई कैन से हियर. प्रभुपाद सेज इन दिस वर्स फॉर कलियुग. आर वी इन कलियुग और वी आर इन अ सत्ययुग और द्वापर और त्रेता युग. वी लिव इन कलियुग बट एनी वे कलियुग द शास्त्र एंजॉइन्स द संकीर्तन यज्ञ बिफॉर्म performed always kirtaniya sadahari. So there is two things we need to do. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Those are the two important tattva. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna, and that way we can attain this param dhama of Lord Shri Krishna. Okay, kirtan, there are four kinds of kirtan. You want to know four kinds of kirtan? One is naam kirtan. Naam kiska? Whose name? What name we are talking about? Krishna's name. Like, you know, I just sang that Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. So these are all the names of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also read very nice Yashomati Nandana Brajabara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana. So those are the names of Krishna. Glorifying names. When we Shravan karenge hum. Shravan. Kirtan. Vishnu Smaran. Pada Sevanam. Archanam. Vandanam. Dashyam. Sakhyam. Atmanu. Navada Bhakti jo hai na. So, sabse pehla Shravan. To Krishna ka naam ka Shravan karna hai. Different names of Krishna. Second way of Kirtan is Leela Kirtan. First is Naam Kirtan. Second is लीला कीर्तन. लीला कीर्तन में क्या है? व्हाट इज द लीला? व्हाट एवर कृष्णा हैज परफॉर्म द लीला पास टाइम्स ब्यूटिफुल वंडरफुल पास टाइम्स. वी जस्ट हैड दामोदर मंथ राइट वेरी रिसेंटली लास्ट मंथ ए मंथ बिफोर दामोदर मंथ. सो दैट इज अ लीला. भगवान हैज परफॉर्म लीला एंड इफ यू लुक अराउंड ऑल दोस लीलाज देर आर सो मेनी लीलाज परफॉर्म लाइक वी हैव हियर विठलनाथ. विठलनाथ ऑल्सो हैड अ रुक्मी विठलनाथ. ही ऑल्सो परफॉर्म and Bhagwan is standing like this. So there is a Leela. So all this Leela Smaran, Leela Kirtan, we can do that. So first is Nama Kirtan, second is Leela Kirtan, third is Samkirtan, congregational chanting. We are chanting together. What is that chanting? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Congregational chanting. And the fourth one, the same congregational chanting we take out on the street, that is called Nagar Sankirtan. So those are all the kirtans we need to. Kirtaniya Sadahari. We need to perform our kirtan thinking about Krishna. Always think about Krishna. Never forget Krishna. Those are the two tattvas we have. Okay. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a marathon month, so I will not entertain any questions or answers because everybody is getting late. We need to give a short class. Thank you so much. But anybody has any question, you know, please come and ask me personally and I will answer your question. Hare Bol.